2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Wednesday, April 21st. This is Utah's new news. In for Maria Chaleos, I'm Nick Wyatt. It looks like it's 49 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
A good drive on I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
And KSL's top stories this half hour.
Utah's vaccine rollout.
President Biden is updating his vaccine distribution plan. The president set a goal to vaccinate 200 million Americans in his first 100 days, and now he's expanding who's eligible.
The first 3 months of our vaccination program focused on targeting vaccines to specific high-risk groups. Now our objective is to reach everyone over the age of 16 in America. Wherever you live, whatever your circumstances, if you are 16 or older, you are now eligible for a free COVID vaccine shot, and we have the vaccine to deliver.
Those 16 and older are already eligible to get the vaccine here in Utah. And health workers are expanding their efforts to get teens vaccinated from COVID-19. The Tooele County Health Department has set up clinics at schools all over the county. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the details. Paul?
Nick, these clinics were originally scheduled for teens and students. However, they've opened up some spots for adults also. Department officials brought in roughly 1,200 Pfizer doses, which is the only vaccine approved for 16 and 17-year-olds. However, department spokesperson Amy Bates says not all of their spots were filled.
And when we looked at our numbers of pre-registered students, we were at 600 total, so just about half of that.
Bates says this is the first week that they've struggled to actually fill their vaccination time slots. So they have allowed adults who have not been vaccinated to use these clinics at the schools. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. Utah health officials still waiting for a decision from the CDC on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The EU is resuming use of the shot with a warning about the rare blood clots. Dr. Audrey Stevenson, Division Director of Salt Lake County Family Health, says they still want people to get the vaccine from one of the other shots.
Despite this pause, we're still encouraging the public and the community that the COVID vaccine is much safer than contracting the disease. And I really appreciate the time and attention that the CDC and the government is taking to ensure that this is a safe vaccine for the public.
CDC advisors are set to meet on Friday to make recommendations on the J&J vaccine. Utah is a little more blue than it used to be. KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff explains.
The reference has nothing to do with the BYU-U of U rivalry. Instead, it indicates we're not voting for Republican congressional candidates as heavily as we did over the last two elections. According to the Cook Political Report's Partisan Voter Index, every one of Utah's four congressional districts slid a little bit to the left. According to the index, Utah's first congressional district remains the state's most conservative, sliding 6 points over the last 4 years. Next comes the third district, down 8 points. The second district is also down 6 points. And the fourth district is down 7 points. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories from ABC News. Reaction on the Senate floor today to the verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reading the names of a number of black men and women who were killed by police officers.
We should not mistake a guilty verdict in this case as evidence that the persistent problem of police misconduct has been solved, or that the divide between law enforcement and so many of the communities they serve has been bridged. It has not.
Schumer also says the Chauvin trial does not mean systematic racism has been fixed. Celebrations erupted around the country after that verdict was read yesterday. ABC's Alex Perez says people in Minneapolis see the jury's decision as a sign of hope.
For months now, it seems many people here in this city and across America were sort of collectively holding their breath as this legal process was playing out. But now, finally, it seems many of those people are beginning to exhale. The scene here in Minneapolis at George Floyd Square, the site where Floyd was killed, moments after that guilty verdict was read, people bursting into tears, hugging, emotion, and cheering.
In Utah, Black Lives Matter, and Utah organizer Lex Scott was at a rally near a George Floyd mural in Salt Lake City. Scott says they've never held a celebration at the mural, but she says their efforts aren't over because the movement isn't about just one case. And George Floyd's brother, Philonis, telling ABC's Good Morning America that he feels the verdict is a first step towards police reform.
I have to focus on helping the next generation and people, man. We need lawyers. We need doctors for people of color. We need police officers. We just need people to understand that their life matter.
Chauvin is set to be sentenced in 8 weeks. The maximum sentence for the second-degree murder charge is 40 years in prison. So how'd you sleep last night? ABC's Jim Ryan says the much more appropriate question might be, how much did you sleep last night?
The latest in a series of studies on the topic again suggests that not getting enough sleep at night raises your chances of being diagnosed with cognitive disorders, including dementia, later on. This one is different because it tracked medical records spanning a quarter of a century. While researchers say it still doesn't absolutely nail down a connection between too little sleep and dementia risk, they stress that getting more than 6 hours a night is a good idea.
Researchers say they do see a difference for those who get 7 to 8 hours a night. I typically get five, so I'm probably not in good shape there. Coming up on KSL, a new episode of Cold Season 2 is out today. We'll have a preview of the latest and, of course, a look at your new time drive.
A new accident at 600 North. It's at the on-ramp to southbound I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 12:06.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Let's talk about golf.
Who's the best songwriter ever?
Are people in New Jersey just like the Real Housewives?
Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Refinancing your home mortgage can be a real pain if you're not working with a lender that knows the business and can close your loan in 12 to 22 days. Now, the question is, who does that almost every single time? Loans by Rick. Rick and his team will keep you out of the mortgage jungle and get you a low rate, too. Here's how you start the process. All you need to do is click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. Rates are still near his historic lows, which means big savings. But maybe you need some cash back to pay bills, taxes, or credit card debt. Or maybe it's time to get cash back to remodel your kitchen and bathroom. With rates so low, you can get cash back and lower your monthly payment, too. Rick will give you the personalized service that fits your situation, and he'll set your loan up so you don't have to bring any money to closing. When you work with Rick, you can stay focused on your life while Rick stays focused on your loan. Click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE.
Vintage Lending, NMLS 287-106, or Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241-179, are equal housing lenders. Interest rates mentioned are not APR rates. Some restrictions apply.
Parting can be such sweet sorrow. Saying goodbye to one who's always been there for you, keeping you warm at night and cool, except for when she breaks down, of course. You've changed her filter so many times, or maybe not quite as often as you should have. At Whipple Service Champions, let us ease the parting blow. With a free second opinion, we're great at extending the life of older equipment. We'll tell you if she's properly installed, properly sized for your home, and if there are other issues, free. If it is time to say goodbye to one so dear, we'll give you a better price, guaranteed. Because until we get too busy, ba-ba-da-bum, we'll give you a free furnace when you buy a central air conditioner. If it's time to move on, you deserve to love again. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. Don't rebound into something worse. Call 801-444-3278. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. The president is opening up vaccine eligibility to those 16 and older nationwide in Tooele County today. They're already expanding clinics to vaccinate teenagers. KSL News Time is 12:08. And a federal judge says Los Angeles has to find shelter for all of the homeless people living on Skid Row. ABC's Alex Stone has details.
In what is a growing crisis here in L.A., homeless encampments are in just about every L.A. neighborhood. Skid Row is tent after tent. Now a federal judge ordering that L.A. City and County offer housing to every homeless man, woman, and child on Skid Row within 180 days. It comes as L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti is vowing to spend close to $1 billion in the coming year to get many of L.A. County's 66,000 homeless off the streets. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The National Weather Service of Salt Lake City is issuing caution for high-profile vehicles in northern Utah. Winds are gusting up to 55 miles per hour through Centerville and Farmington. The NWS says areas on US 89, Legacy Parkway, and I-15 will be most susceptible to those high winds. And in the latest episode of Cold, Justice for Joyce, we learn more about the disappearance of Joyce Yost. Joyce's daughter knew something wasn't right when her mom became unreachable, and the lead investigator on Joyce's sexual assault case, Bill Holthaus, shared the same feeling.
We were convinced that bad things had happened. There's no doubt in our mind. Joyce was not the kind to get up and walk away.
Doug Lavelle was accused of assaulting Joyce, but prosecutors had to try a different strategy without Joyce being there to testify.
To take him to trial without a body was a decision that wasn't made lightly.
You can hear how the trial against Doug Lavelle played out in today's episode now on Amazon Music. KSL News Time is 12:10. Going to take another look at your noontime drive. Here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Nick. Well, Valley Freeway traffic rolling along at good speeds. That's on the main flows. But we do have an accident. It's going to be in Salt Lake City, a crash with possible injuries at the on-ramp to southbound I-15 at 600 North. Now, the two vehicles involved are over to the right shoulder, but emergency crews are arriving, and they are starting to stick out into that lane of traffic. So if you're taking that ramp, use a little bit of caution. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies near 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's currently 50 degrees with a few clouds. And coming up on Utah's new news for families living in Utah, the reaction to the Derek Chauvin trial is personal. We'll walk through the thoughts of one Utah reporter on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
My boyfriend proposed with his grandmother's ring. It's stunning, but I just wasn't sure what wedding band would work with it. So we went to Shane Company to look at their huge selection. We knew we'd have a ton of options. The jewelry consultant helping us had a lot of great suggestions. She showed me different wedding bands that would work with my ring. Vintage bands, contour bands, floral bands. She had ideas I hadn't even thought of. I ended up getting two decorative diamond bands. They frame my heirloom ring beautifully, and the new bands give it an updated, elegant look with even more sparkle. I love it. My fiancé needed his wedding band, too. After looking at all the classic styles, like 14-karat gold and platinum, it was actually a band in a unique metal called tantalum that caught his eye. It's rugged and durable and totally fits his style. Now we're all set for the big day.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com. Open weekdays 10 till 8, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday noon till 5.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
As you work through your prep, you start to pick up the rhythm. Each chord builds on the last, building your own composition. Because this isn't a meeting. It's not a presentation. This moment is yours and yours alone. The symphony inspires our every move. Find your inspiration at a Brovnell Hall or by streaming at USUO On Demand. Visit utahsymphony.org for the full calendar of streaming and live performances. Now streaming at USUO On Demand, audience favorite Pablo Sainz Viegas joins the Utah Symphony for Rodrigo's Fantasia para un Gentilhombre. And coming up in April at a Brovnell Hall, concertmaster Madeline Atkins takes the stage as featured soloist, performing Ray Fun Williams' The Lark Ascending. and Terry Fisher conducts a program of Bach, Wynton Marsalis, and Wagner. Tickets starting at as little as $15 are on sale now. Get yours at utahsymphony.org.
Live Utah Symphony performances are back. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time is 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
More vaccination clinics for teens set up in Tooele County. And health department officials say this is the first week that they've struggled to fill their vaccination time slots. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Salt Lake City is moving to ranked choice voting. The Salt Lake City Council voted 6-1 last night to approve the use of ranked choice voting for the municipal election this November. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
That's going to be in Salt Lake City, where we have a crash with injuries at the on-ramp to southbound I-15 at 600 North. Emergency crews are blocking off that right lane of traffic. You can merge, but you have to do so cautiously onto the main flow. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
On the clouds around 60, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's currently 50 degrees with a few broken clouds. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House this hour, the banner behind President Biden reads 200 million COVID shots, a new milestone in the race to vaccinate, he says, ahead of his 100 days in office.
When tomorrow's vaccine and vaccination numbers come out, we'll show that today we did it. Today we hit 200 million shots in the 92nd day in office.
But the president says America is also entering a new phase, urging everyone over 16 years old to get the shot. The CDC noting the 7-day average for the number of Americans getting their first shot has dropped. Vaccine hesitancy now factoring in.
If we let up now and stop being vigilant, this virus will erase the progress we've already achieved.
The White House announcing the expansion of vaccine at pharmacies and public health centers nationwide and a new program, the president says, calling on employers to offer full pay for employees who need time off to get the shot and recover. The Justice Department launching an investigation of the Minneapolis Police Department. It follows the conviction of Derek Chauvin in the murder of George Floyd.
Now the prime actor in the killing of George Floyd has been convicted. Attorney General Merrick Garland wants to know whether the Minneapolis Police Department as a whole has a history of using excessive force.
The investigation will also assess whether the MPD engages in discriminatory conduct and whether its treatment of those with behavioral health disabilities is unlawful.
The so-called pattern and practice investigation is separate from a criminal investigation to determine whether Derek Chauvin and the other arresting officers violated George Floyd's civil rights. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
On the Senate floor today, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowing to follow up on legislation, including the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act.
We will not rest until the Senate passes strong legislation to end the systemic bias in law enforcement.
The House passed that measure last summer. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The Derek Chauvin Verdict.
In-depth coverage
on Utah's new news.
For many people, the verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial, the reaction is personal. Reporter for the Deseret News and co-host of the Voices of Reason podcast, Jason Lee, says his whole family felt personal about the announcement yesterday.
We all had a kind of a personal stake in it because the way we see it, obviously my cousin and I were both men, so we could have been George Floyd. And if you're my mom or my wife, then they have I have a stepson, so they could see their lives being impacted in a similar way under, you know, the right circumstance.
In an opinion piece, Jason Lee writes that he had a visceral reaction to the video of George Floyd's arrest.
I don't watch that video anymore because I just can't. It is just gut-wrenching. And every time I think of it, I just think of him calling for his mother. And the indifference that Derek Chauvin showed in just standing there, despite the fact that people were videotaping him. He had no qualms about doing it. It's obvious to him that as far as he was concerned, this was what he could do. And to think that, you know, somebody would take somebody else's humanity away from them in that fashion, it was one of those things that I think to myself, we all can do better. And police can be better. We can be better. You know, all of us can do more to recognize other people's humanity and their dignity. And to me, that's what this is about. I mean, it is a referendum on how we as a society need to recognize everybody's humanity and treat everybody with respect and dignity.
Jason Lee's full opinion piece, published at Deseret News. You can catch that at Deseret.com. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth, KSL News Time now, 12:19. Time for traffic. Again, here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Emergency crews are blocking the right lane and shoulder of a crash with injuries. This is at 600 North at the on-ramp to southbound I-15. Traffic is just a little bunched up, but only in that particular area. And if you're going to be merging from 6 North to the freeway, do so with caution. Otherwise, I-15, both directions, the main flow, looking good with light traffic moving right along between Ogden and Provo. No problems on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ricky, you kind of freaked me out. I thought you were saying we were in emergency traffic.
No, far from it. Far from it. Enjoy it while you can.
We will. I almost jumped the gun and hit that sounder. On to weather now. Grant Wayman has our 7-day forecast.
Near 60 today with a lot of cloud cover. Sunny skies tomorrow, 64, and then more sunshine on Friday with a high of 66. We warm into the 70s for the weekend. 72 partly cloudy Saturday, 73 with more clouds on Sunday, and some rain showers Sunday night. Rain on Monday, it's cooler with a high of 60, and then more showers Tuesday, 59. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's currently 50 degrees with a few clouds in downtown Salt Lake City. After the break, we'll take a look at our money news coming up.
For over 10 years, IVC has been holding a Mother's Day event to celebrate all the wonderful women in our lives. Last year, we sadly had to cancel the event for obvious reasons, but we are so excited to be back this year. So mark your calendar for Saturday, May 8th, to attend IVC's annual Mother's Day event, where you'll receive a free vein screening, which includes an ultrasound exam and consultation with one of our board-certified providers. This is a fun event for women to start taking care of their legs. They'll be live music, a box lunch, and everyone who attends will receive a gift sponsored by Provo Beach and Osmond Designs. If you suffer from varicose veins, nagging leg, or pelvic pain, then IVC can help. This event is limited to accommodate CDC health regulations and is by appointment only. To schedule, go to ivein.com or call 801-379-6700. IVC, life starts when the pain stops.
IVC, life starts when the pain stops. Visit ivein.com.
It's time to get out and add some culture back in your life. Utah is home to a vibrant community of arts, festivals, and happenings of all kinds. See what's playing now or find something new to experience at nowplayingutah.com. Like this.
Hale Center Theater is thrilled to welcome back audiences for their 2021 season. Enjoy beloved shows like Les Miserables, Guys and Dolls, Peter Pan, and more. Visit nowplayingutah.com to purchase tickets.
Whether you're looking to take in a show, tour an exhibit, or visit a festival, Now Playing Utah has all the information you're looking for. From ways to stay safe to how you can support local cultural events this year, like this one.
West Valley Arts is proud to present Ain't Misbehavin', a celebration of the music of Thomas Fats Waller. See his music brought to life from April 22nd to May 15th. Visit nowplayingutah.com to purchase tickets today.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spend years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
KSL News Time is 1224. France is gearing up to welcome American tourists back, and Disneyland Paris may help speed up that process.
It may be one of Europe's most popular amusement parks, but Disneyland Paris has been closed since October 30th. Starting on Saturday, the park will become a mass COVID-19 vaccination site. This comes as France tries to ramp up its vaccination efforts. The country is currently on lockdown, though the French government is hoping to begin lifting restrictions in May. French President Emmanuel Macron telling CBS he is currently finalizing plans to welcome American tourists back. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, Paris.
And we're watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Get ready to pay more for that soda pop. The CEO of Coca-Cola says the company will raise prices. Higher commodity costs are to blame. And Amazon's bringing its palm scanning payment system to Whole Foods. The first time shoppers use the kiosk, they have to insert a credit card to link it with their handprint. After that, shoppers can pay by holding their hand over the kiosk. Demands for larger homes is up. The number of homes costing over $1 million sold last month rose 81%. At the same time, the number of homes under $100,000 fell 26%. Your money at this moment, it looks like Wall Street is in a much better mood than it was yesterday. The Dow currently up 245 points, sitting at 34,066. The S&P 500 has gained 26 points. The NASDAQ is up about 94. Here's a story about what not to do when you come across a rattlesnake.
A man spotted a poisonous rattlesnake near his Southern California home, and he was worried about children in the area. Riverside County Animal Services says he grabbed barbecue tongs to grab the snake, but they did not prevent the rattler's teeth from grabbing his hand. Animal Services, not naming the man, says he's okay after a trip to the ER. Rattlesnake bites are painful and in rare cases fatal. A crowd gathered as the snake was taken away, some of the children saying, "Bye, Mr. Snake." Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Season 2 of the KSL podcast, Cold.
We were convinced that bad things had happened.
You don't know what a person's capable of, but obviously he was out to silence her.
Justice for Joyce Yost, exclusively on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Season 2 of Cold.
Tim and Amanda here. UCCU has a guarantee for you, and it's an easy way to save money. So check this out.
They call it the Switch and Save Guarantee.
They are so confident that they can lower your current auto and credit card interest rate that they are putting up $100 to prove it.
When you refinance the balance you owe on a credit card or auto loan to UCCU, they will lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or pay you $100 cash guaranteed.
So just visit UCCU.com and submit an easy application, and you're either guaranteed savings or $100 in cash you can't lose.
And there's no limit. So the more loans you switch to UCCU, the more you'll save. And in case you're wondering, you don't have to be a member to take advantage of this offer.
By the way, don't forget that they're celebrating the opening of their new branches in Draper and Harriman. UCCU is giving away a 2021 Honda Pioneer UTV.
And to enter to win, you just stop by either of UCCU's new branches, the one in Draper or in Harriman, or you can also go online to UCCU.com.
It's super easy, just like everything else at UCCU. You're going to love where you bank.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Millions retire online so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Taxpayer expense.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The lanes of that ramp are now open once again, but the crash is over to the right shoulder. This is the ramp from 600 North in Salt Lake to join southbound I-15. We also have some problems in Weber County, a crash northbound Highway 89 at Skyline Drive where the vehicle went off the road. Everybody is over to the right shoulder. And then a crash in Ogden, northbound Wall Avenue at 32nd Street. That is blocking northbound lanes of traffic with drivers using the median to get around. Fly on over to Box Elder County's Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Stroll along the wetland wonders and marsh trails. Head downtown and check out the local shops and restaurants. Visit boxelder.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
A lot of clouds hanging around most of the day. Highs around 60. We warm up to 64 degrees tomorrow afternoon and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Currently 50 degrees with broken clouds. Downtown Salt Lake City. Good afternoon. It is 12:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Nick Wyatt with KSL's top stories this half hour. Governor Spencer Cox is highlighting a dozen new bills that are aimed at improving law enforcement. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Congratulations.
The ceremonial bill signing came just one day after the historic trial verdict in the case of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. The timing and significance of this event wasn't lost on the governor.
There is a better way to do this, and this is that. We have 12 bills here today. These bills were sponsored and passed by Republicans and Democrats together.
The bills highlighted today impact law enforcement in a variety of ways, ranging from how they're required to report use of force to increasing their training on how to interact with people that have special needs. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
And ranked choice voting will get its largest test yet in Utah this fall after a Salt Lake City Council vote.
The 6-1 vote will waive a primary election ahead of the November vote. Ranked choice voting places all the candidates on a ballot. Instead of selecting one candidate, the ballot instructs voters to rank their candidates from first to last. If everyone's top candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, that candidate wins. Otherwise, it goes through a process of elimination in the counting process until one candidate has over 50%. The city's decision was made just before the May 9th deadline. Cities have to notify the lieutenant governor's office if they plan to participate. Vineyard and Payson were the first two Utah cities to adopt the election procedure, which they conducted in 2019. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories from ABC News. Prosecutors in New York dismissing thousands of cases tied to a statue known as Walking While Trans. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Prosecuting prostitution, Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance said, does not make us safer. In court, he moved to dismiss thousands of cases that charged loitering for the purpose of prostitution, a statute the state eliminated because it disproportionately targeted transgender people. The DA called it a relic of a different era. He also moved to dismiss more than 900 prostitution and unlicensed massage cases as part of a new policy to decline to prosecute those crimes that he said marginalized the vulnerable. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Justice Department will investigate the conduct of the Minneapolis Police Department. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more on support for the decision from Washington.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt is praising Attorney General Merrick Garland's announcement that the Justice Department will conduct an investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department to determine if it has a history of using excessive force. Blunt, who's a member of GOP leadership, said in his home state of Missouri, this type of review of the Ferguson Police Department in 2014 helped rebuild trust in the community. The senator had previously urged the DOJ to reinstate these kinds of investigations. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
And stay tuned to KSL News Radio for more on Attorney General Merrick Garland's decision coming up during the in-depth at 12:45. Some NBA players and coaches are commenting on the verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more.
Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving.
We have some progress being made,
but
we just still have a long way to go.
Nets head coach Steve Nash.
It's bittersweet.
Atlanta Hawks guard Lou Williams.
It takes all of us to change our mentalities and our mindsets on how we want to coexist with each other, and I think that's when we'll start seeing real change.
New Orleans Pelicans head coach Stan Van Gundy.
Justice was done. But it's hard to celebrate.
Because, says Van Gundy, it doesn't bring back George Floyd. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The White House is defending its plan to retweak the refugee cap. The Biden administration has come under fire for not raising it immediately upon taking office. The president has also faced criticism from members of his own party for reportedly keeping the 15,000 cap in place for this year after promises to raise it. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the policy hasn't changed, but the resources to process and welcome the refugees have to be rebuilt. Other national stories we're following from ABC News. U.S.-backed Afghan peace meetings are being postponed. ABC's Inez de la Quintera has more from the Foreign Desk.
An upcoming international peace conference that was meant to help various groups in Afghanistan reach a power-sharing deal has been postponed, with organizers citing a lack of prospects for meaningful progress. This comes just days after the Taliban dismissed the effort as a political spectacle serving American interests. No new date has been given for the talks. The hope is a power-sharing deal will help ensure peace after U.S. troops leave the country in the fall. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
More than two-thirds of Americans plan to travel for vacation over the summer. TripAdvisor says 74% told them while they will stay domestic, while 13% will travel internationally. Beach getaways top the most Americans' wish lists, with Florida and Mexico being the most popular destinations. Coming up on KSL, Derek Chauvin has been found guilty. So what comes next for justice reform? Boyd Matheson joins me to break down the options and a look at your noontime drive.
Surface Street crashes in Ogden, plus the winds are kicking up along I-15 in Davis County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 12:35.
The Derek Chauvin Verdict. Come here for analysis, reaction, and depth of coverage. On KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's pain and discomfort from ill-fitting appliances, the messy glue, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day at Stubbs Dental. In one day, you can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life, your health, and your smile to a whole new place. Feel confident and love your smile once again. Stubbs Dental is Utah's leader in implant dentistry, with an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons. And right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936.
Troy, we're getting kind of tight on trades.
Totally.
Talk to me, Goose. What do we do to take our trade game to a 10?
I was actually thinking 15.
I've heard of turning it to 11 before, but 15 seems kind of...
extreme?
Extremely.
Well, buckle up, Buttercup. Every trade gets an extreme 15% over NADA value up to an additional $15,000.
That's like a big deal then.
And on top, you can unlock hidden pricing on select RVs at Bish's.com, plus no payments until July on approved credit. Go to Bish's.com for details.
This sale is a treasure trove of trade-taking tomfoolery, Troy.
Truly.
Rhyming is fun.
Get extreme value for your trade during the Extreme Spring Trade-In event at Bish's RV. Right now, we're giving every trade-in an extra 15% over NADA value for up to $15,000. Plus, you'll make no payments until July on approved credit. Go to Bish's.com to find hidden discounts on select RVs before they're gone. Only at the new Bish's RV in North Salt Lake. Previously, Access RV, where memories begin.
NMLS 1817019.
For interest rates in the ones, call LendRight Mortgage at 801 Approve or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
KSL News Time is 12:38. Host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, joins me now. And Boyd, what are we talking about this afternoon on your show?
So we're going to start by thinking again just a little bit in terms of what has taken place coming out of the Chauvin trial yesterday, the verdict, of course, being handed down by the jury. And to me, the big thing now is where do we go next? We've been talking about the fact that in America, we've gotten really good at these kind of moments. We come together, we rally, we do those things, but we've been pretty lax and not very efficient in terms of sustaining the conversation, staying with the questions a little bit longer where we can actually get some results.
Yeah, that's been some criticism that we've heard from, say, the founder of Black Lives Matter Utah. She says, we're really good about getting fired up about things, but then
it kind of just goes flat after that.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually going to have Sim Gill's going to join us as part of this conversation of what is next and how do we sustain the conversation, talking about criminal justice reform as one component. But there's so many other things that we need to get to, too. Just, again, encapsulated in that one trial, you not only had race issues, you not only had police issues, you not only had criminal justice issues, you also had addiction, you had community breakdown, family issues. You have all kinds of things that come together. And so I think this is something we need to mark not as the beginning of the end, but just the end of the beginning of an even more important and sustained conversation.
Well, it sounds very interesting. Thank you so much, Boyd. Inside Sources coming up at 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock, and then you'll hear, of course, from Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news. KSL News time now is 12:39. There we go. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the nines. I think that's what we're supposed to do. Here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Nick. Well, another day, another windy drive. We're hearing from UDOT that I-15, Highway 89, and parts of Legacy Parkway experiencing wind gusts of 45 miles per hour. In Davis County, I'm also seeing winds in parts of Weber County. So light and high-profile vehicles, you're going to feel it. Plan to use some caution if you're out there driving. Now, we do have crews cleaning up a couple of surface street crashes in Weber County. Northbound Wall Avenue at 32nd Street in Ogden, a crash affecting northbound lanes of traffic. And then we have the final cleanup of this crash also in Ogden, northbound Highway 89 at Skyline Drive. It's out of traffic over to the shoulder. And for those in Salt Lake City, we have the final cleanup with what remains of the earlier accident at 600 North at the on-ramp to southbound I-15 out of traffic to the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you so much, Ricky. And here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
We'll see cloudy skies near 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is very cloudy outside, 50 degrees, KSL News time. 1240.
We're on the line with Tammy Linhart from Bear Lake Valley Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tammy, the Caribbean of the Rockies, Bear Lake. Why do they call it the Caribbean of the Rockies?
You know, because it's the calcium in the water, it reflects off of the sky and gives it that blue, luscious color. And it's just, every time you come over the mountain and you're coming into the valley, it's so beautiful. It just really reminds you of the Caribbean of the Rockies, really.
So there's so many other things to do at Bear Lake besides dip your toe in the water. What have you got going on?
You know, we have horseback riding and we have just miles of ATV trails, and we've also got three golf courses right here in the Bear Lake Valley.
Three, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have one in Montpelier, and we have one in Bear Lake West, and we also have one in Garden City.
You're singing my song. Here's a question for you. Historical tours, what do you got going on up there? I understand there's a Butch Cassidy Museum.
There is. When Butch Cassidy, he robbed the Montpelier Bank, and so we have the original building, and he's kind of remodeled it. And when you go inside, it seems like you are right there in the bank. And he's just amazing to go in there. You've just got to see it. Free admission, too.
So you don't have to rob the bank to get in?
No.
And the National Oregon California Trail Center?
Oh, that is wonderful. You know, they've got tours. It's like in the Old West, the original trails. And you just get a really great feeling. They're very educational and just beautiful.
So what do you have for the explorer, somebody who wants to kind of really get out there and look around?
We've got the ice caves. They're over in Paris. They're just down the National Forest. We've also got the Minnetonka Cave. And when you go in there, it's kind of like a fairyland. Each room, they're just beautiful as can be.
And Tammy, where do we go to find out more about Bear Lake?
Sure, it's bearlake.org. Bearlake.org.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In two short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school can feel like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. FindSomethingNew.org offers resources that help develop new skills. Skills that can position you for careers in today's growing industries, from healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Find your path to a new career at FindSomethingNew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Ranked choice voting will get its largest test yet in Utah this fall after a Salt Lake City Council vote. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Second, President Biden is opening up vaccine eligibility for anyone 16 and older throughout the country. The president is also calling on all employers to give paid time off for people to get the shots and recover from the side effects. And third, a look at our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Crews are still working to clean up this crash on the on-ramp to southbound I-15 at 600 North. And then we have the accident left in Ogden. This is a crash northbound Wall Avenue at 32nd Street. It's been blocking a right northbound lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High 60 and a lot of cloud cover. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's gloomy out there and 50 degrees. Time now for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Another milestone reach for vaccinations in the U.S. The president announcing 200 million shots ahead of his first 100 days in office. That hits next week. The White House says Americans can't let up now.
If you've been waiting for your turn, wait no longer. Now is the time for everyone over 16 years of age to get vaccinated.
The president says its administration is expanding vaccine access at pharmacies and community health centers nationwide. The CDC says the number of Americans getting vaccinated has dipped slightly in the past week. In Columbus, Ohio, the mayor and police chief releasing audio and body cam video of the fatal police shooting yesterday of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant. Police responding, they say, to 911 calls about a fight. Interim Police Chief Michael Wood said the officer shot Bryant as she tried to stab another girl. An independent investigation is underway into the officer's actions. That shooting came just before the verdicts in the Minneapolis trial of Derek Chauvin were announced, a jury convicting the former Minneapolis police officer of murder of George Floyd. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The Derek Chauvin verdict.
In-depth coverage
on Utah's new news.
The Justice Department will investigate whether the Minneapolis Police Department has a pattern of discriminatory policing. Attorney General Merrick Garland made the announcement earlier today.
The new civil investigation is separate from and independent of the federal criminal investigation into the death of George Floyd that the Justice Department has previously announced. Congress gave the department the authority to conduct civil pattern or practice investigations, which look beyond individual incidents to assess systemic failures. Those investigations allow the department to determine whether a police department has a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing. The investigation I am announcing today will assess whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of using excessive force, including during protests. The investigation will also assess whether the MPD engages in discriminatory conduct and whether its treatment of those with behavioral health disabilities is unlawful. It will include a comprehensive review of the Minneapolis Police Department's policies, training, supervision, and use of force investigations. It will assess the effectiveness of the MPD's current systems of accountability and whether other mechanisms are needed to ensure constitutional and lawful policing. Broad participation in this investigation from the community and from law enforcement will be vital to its success.
Garland also announced today that the Justice Department has already reached out to the public on their experiences with the Minneapolis police.
We also seek to hear from the department's officers about the training and support they receive because their perspective is essential. All these voices will help provide investigators the information they need to conduct a comprehensive assessment. All these voices will be critical to the reform efforts that will follow if the investigation determines the existence of constitutional or statutory violations.
If the DOJ uncovers evidence of a pattern of unconstitutional or unlawful policing, it will issue a public report on its findings. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth, KSL News Time now 12:49. Time for traffic. Here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
In Utah County, we have a report of a vehicle fire southbound I-15 about a mile or two south of Payson. I cannot see the vehicle fire, just the flashing lights of the fire crews on the scene. They are to the right, but it is causing slowdowns in the area. Then up north in Salt Lake County, we still have this crash being cleared out of traffic on the right, but it's at the top of the on-ramp from 600 north to southbound I-15. And still the cleanup of a crash in Ogden, northbound Wall Avenue at 32nd Street in Weber County, blocking a right lane of traffic. Plan your next adventure in Cedar City. Enjoy national parks with Bryce and Zion nearby. Great restaurants, awesome spring skiing, hiking, biking, and more. Book your getaway today at visitcedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has our 7-day forecast.
Near 60 today with a lot of cloud cover. Sunny skies tomorrow, 64. And then more sunshine on Friday with a high of 66. We warm into the 70s for the weekend. 72, partly cloudy Saturday. 73 with more clouds on Sunday. And some rain showers Sunday night. Rain on Monday. It's cooler with a high of 60. And then more showers Tuesday, 59. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's cloudy, a little windy, and 50 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
How much money have you saved for retirement? What if you could make $250,000 work like it was $500,000? Or what if you could make $1 million work like it was $2 million? Now that would be amazing, right? Learn how you could generate tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional retirement income at getmorewithboss.com. Just answer a few simple questions and you'll instantly receive a free, customized report. This free report reveals how you could make your money go even further in retirement by generating more income, getting more from your Social Security benefits, and potentially saving a small fortune in taxes. Learn your Get More number at GetMoreWithBoss.com. That's GetMoreWithBoss.com.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Have you ever had to call a plumber to clear a slow-running drain or unclog a toilet? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you didn't know, a lot of clogs can be fixed with a plunger. But there's different styles of plungers, so make sure you choose the right one. A standard plunger, the kind with the big flat opening at the bottom, those are best for sinks. Then there's the toilet plunger. It's kind of bell-shaped and has a small tubular opening at the bottom. This is designed to fit in the opening at the bottom of your toilet. Make sure you have a good seal around the opening and then plunge away. If the plunger doesn't work or you just don't want to mess with it, consider calling Any Hour Services. We've put together a drain clearing special for any homeowners listening. We'll clear any drain with normal access for only $43. And if we can't clear it, you don't pay a thing. 43 or it's free. The number's 801-443-7700. If water's supposed to drain down it, we can clear it. Sinks, showers, tubs, or toilets, and yes, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. Any drain with normal access, 43 or it's free. Call 801-443-7700, 801-443-7700, or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
Oh, hi, neighbor. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm working out. One,
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Wow, you're strong.
Yeah, I'm building strength. Oh, this is heavy.
Are you training for some bodybuilding contest or something?
No, I'm building up my soil to fight and break down that tough Utah clay.
Well, I've been doing that for years.
Really? You don't look like it.
I use Utelite, the new Soil Builder Max. See?
Utelite New Soil Builder Max is a nutrient-rich compost that improves soil structure, replenishes essential nutrients, and provides important food for soil organisms, including humates.
Hey, why'd you call me?
Oh, no, you need is three things. Humates to stimulate growth, microchlorosate to enhance roots, and Utelite granules to bust clay.
Good, because I was getting tired.
Oh, you think?
Utelite's new Soil Builder Max crushes the competition. Use it everywhere in your yard. Available at independent nurseries and garden centers. For more, visit UteliteSoilBuilderMax.com. UteliteSoilBuilderMax.com.
KSL News Time is 12:53. The man behind some monster musical hits has died. Here's ABC Sherry Preston.
His was a musical life turned up to 11, from power ballad to power ballad, working with artists from Meatloaf to Celine Dion. Producer, composer, and lyricist Jim Steinman has died. His work on Dion's album Falling Into You helped it win 2 Grammys in 1997. 14 years earlier, 2 of Steinman's songs ruled the charts with Air Supply at number 2, only eclipsed by Bonnie Tyler.
A total eclipse of the heart.
And virtually every song you know from Meatloaf, written by Steinman, Jim Steinman was 73 years old.
Heaven can wait.
For what it's worth. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We're watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Apple is out with a new slew of products, new iPads and iMacs, and a rainbow, in a rainbow of new colors, and the AirTag. That's the new Bluetooth tracker that will be sold for $29. TikTok is facing a legal challenge over how it collects and uses children's data. Lawyers in the UK and EU allege the company takes children's personal information without parents knowing what's being done with that information. KSL Drives, General Motors will keep a flexible work option for employees after the pandemic. GM CEO told employees that they'll have the flexibility to work where they can and can have the greatest impact on achieving the company's goals. Your money at this moment, it looks like the Dow is still up, hovering in green territory. It's up 254 points, sitting at 34,075. The S&P 500 has gained 26 points. The NASDAQ is up 99. And history is being made at a famous movie studio in Italy. ABC's Megan Williams with the details from Rome.
Cinecittà, the so-called Hollywood on the Tiber, has been transformed into a vaccination hub as part of Italy's push to get at least one shot in most Italians over the next months. Cinecittà isn't just part of Italy's glorious past, but is playing an essential role in today's emergency, says Italy's culture minister. Almost 20% of Italians have so far received at least one shot, though Italy is struggling with the third wave. Starting next week, the country will begin the partial reopening of restaurants, theaters, and museums. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.